Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Kiddushin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Amakadish Isha Ubita. Someone was Makadish, a woman and her daughter. O Isha Vechaisa, or a woman and her sister. And he did so Ka'achas. He gave each one a pruta at the same time. Zogt the Mishnah, Einan Mekadeshes. Being that a person cannot marry a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, neither of the kiddushins are going to be good. That's learned from the pasuk. Ve'isha elachaisa le'sikach litzar. At the time that they're becoming tsaris one to another, tsaris means two wives to the same husband. Loy sikach, it doesn't work. Neither one works, and it's not just two sisters. It's any time there's a relationship where kiddushin is not toifis there. In other words, someone is mekadosh a woman, and later on, he would be mekadosh her daughter. She wouldn't be mekadosh. The kiddushin cannot be chal. Or later on, he's mekadosh his wife's sister. Well, the same is true if he's mekadosh both at the same time, except this time, none of them are chal. Zok the Mishnah. Umaisa, there was a story by five women, amongst the five women were two sisters. Belikar echad, one person gathered kalkola, a basket shel te'enim of figs. Ushalahen hoisa, and these figs belonged to the women. They grew on a tree that was owned by the women, and this man took it without rishos. So of course she's not mekadeshes. You can't be mekadesh someone with someone else's thing. Azok the mishnah b'shal shviyas hoisa. But the figs were grown during a Shemitah year. All peris that grow during a Shemitah year is hefker. Has to be left in the fields for anyone to take. Ba'amar, and he says, so again, we have a person who gathered a basket of figs, and he says to five women, amongst the five women there are two sisters, and he says, Hare kulchem mekodeshes, you are all mekodeshes to me, bikalkalizu, with this basket of figs. Now, of course, they could have said no. Or they didn't have to say yes, rather. But all five were maskim. All five agreed. V'kibla achas mehen, and one of them accepted the basket of figs al yidei kulan, on behalf of all of them. She was an official shliach for the other ones. V'yamru chachamim, so the chachamim said, the three women that are not related to each other, they are arusais, they are mekadeshes. But einu achayis mekadeshes, but the two sisters, none of them become mekadeshes, because a man cannot be married to two sisters, and if you give kiddushin to two sisters at the same time, so we just learned, none of the kiddushins go into effect. Here are the halachas that we learned from this Mishnah. First of all, the fact that the Mishnah says it belonged to them, but it was a Shemitah year, so it's mashma, that if it was not a Shemitah year, they would not be mekadeshes. So suppose somebody goes, and he steals something from the woman, and then he goes, he's mekadesher with it. Now she knows he stole it from her, but she takes it. So maybe I could have said, well, she's taking it, and she's taking l'shem kiddushin, so it looks like she was meichelim and gzeila. It must mean that she decided, you know what, let him have it b'matana. He should be able to use it to be mekadesh me. We don't say that. You know what we're going to say? Just the opposite. She says, yeah. You want to be mekadesh me? Sure, just give it to me. She's using it as a trick to get her chayfids back. We learn that from the fact that the only reason in this case anyone is mekadeshes here is because l'maisa was hefker, l'maisa was shmita. But if it was theirs, even though they're taking it back, we say, no, you stole the item. We also learn from this Mishnah that if someone is mekadesh and isha b'peiris shviyas, with peiris of shmita, she's mekadeshes. Why would I think not? Well, what does the Torah say about Peir Shemitah? The Torah says, la'achla, to eat it. So maybe it's not yours, it's just the Torah gives you a right to eat it. So here we see a chiddush. No, when you take the Peir Shemitah, it becomes yours. It's like your money. That's why if he's mekadesh and isha with it, she would be mekadeshes. The third thing we see from the Mishnah, from this particular case in the Mishnah, is that a woman could make a shliach, she can make her friend a shliach, be mekabel kiddushin on her behalf. Even if this shliach herself is also becoming miskadeshes over here in the process, even though they're becoming a tzara one to the other. Normally, a tzara, two wives in a marriage, are not believed to say edus one for another, because they generally don't like each other, and there's a good chance they're going to lie. But that doesn't stop one woman from making another woman a shliach, even though they're becoming tzaris over here. Because she's accepting the kiddushin on behalf of herself and on behalf of her friend. And if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. But if you also want, you can listen to what I'm going to tell you now, because I'm going to tell you what the Gemara Lamaisa says. The Batuna brings it over here. Someone's Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, both at the same time, she's not Mekadeshes. What if he says, let's say, to two sisters, one of you are Mekadeshes to me? He doesn't say which one. So you're going to say, well, which one accepted the Kedushin? Well, one of them accepted it, maybe for herself, maybe on behalf of her friend, on behalf of her sister. Or maybe both accepted it together. So the din is, well, one of them is Mekadeshes. Our problem is we don't know which one, and therefore they're going to both need a get. But if he says like this, those that I would taka be able to marry, they're Mekadeshes to me. Then none of the two sisters are Mekadeshes, because the Maisa, he can't marry anyone. Because each one could be the sister of his real wife. And on that, the Mishnah brings the Ustaka story by five women. And amongst these five women were two sisters. And one person collected a basket of figs. And he used this lashon. Haruya michem lebi, those that would be mutter to me, that we could live together, they should become Mekadeshes to me. So the Chachamim say the sisters, they're not Mekadeshes because the Maisi can't marry any one of them. We don't know which one is the sister that he married. And the other one could be his wife's sister. But the ones that are not sisters, they are Mekadeshes. But the Gemara concludes the only reason that the non-sisters are Mekadeshes is because he used this lashon. Those that are Ruya Mikem Lubia Tiskadashli. But if he said, the way it says in our Mishnah, so the Gemara seems to correct this, but if he taka said it a kulchem mekadeshesli, none of them are mekadeshes to him. Because here's the problem. He made one statement, you're all mekadeshes to me. And that can't happen, because two of them are sisters. So none of them are going to happen. We don't have a valid statement of kiddushin. He's saying you should all be mekadeshes to me, and it can't happen. So it has to be that he said, those that are roy to me, those should become Mekadeshes.